Elk River, Idaho, is nestled among pine forest. It borders a reservoir and campgrounds that make it popular for recreation and families looking to get away during the summer. Most of the town's 130 permanent residents are seniors. The population doubles on the weekends when vacation homeowners visit. But aside from a general store and a tavern, there's few businesses and no pharmacies or health clinics. When COVID-19 reached the inland Northwest 2 years ago, more people took to the great outdoors. The number of visitors to Elk River skyrocketed, and many residents became nervous about exposure to the virus.
We were getting swamped by out-of-state campers, and that scared us because they were coming through and heading out to the hills, and we were afraid that it was going to catch on here in town.
That's Dave Brown, the mayor of Elk River. In January of 2021, the fire chief, Wayne Wilson, told him he had heard from several residents saying they wanted to get vaccinated but couldn't or wouldn't drive to one of the neighboring towns.
There was a lot of people that approached me saying that they would like to get the shot, but they don't want to drive all the way to Orfino. The roads are bad, you know, and Lewiston is even farther away. And I said, why don't you give me a week or so and let me go talk to Dave. And I said, maybe we could get him to come up here.
Brown spent weeks making calls to the local health department and pharmacies to try to set up a vaccine clinic. Finally, Brown landed on the Clearwater Canyon Pharmacy in Orofino. The manager, Ernie Upshaw, helped organize two technicians, Peter Ekonomen and Marie Eich, to do vaccination clinics. To fill those appointment slots, City Clerk Christina Bartlett compiled a list of residents, and Councilwoman Diana Olson called each person to schedule. Only 5 of the people they contacted turned them down. Today, the town's vaccination rate is nearly double the county's average of 38%, and well above the state average of 52%. Carrie Ball got vaccinated at the clinics and attributes their success to the involvement of people residents knew and the chance to get the vaccine in their own town.
One of the reasons people did it too is that they saw that everybody else was doing it. Mm-hmm. It became more of a community thing. Well, are you going to be there to do it? Yeah, I'm all for it. And I think this is a good way to do it. I think it's
It was an amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
Dieta Mitchell, one of the EMTs there that day, says some residents who didn't come to the first clinic did end up getting vaccinated at the second.
Maybe. I think some of them were hesitant the first time.
The first time. Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, nobody grew a third eye or hit the floor, so they were less hesitant and did come.
I'm Rachel Sun.